Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on.
Where's like this?
All right, that's it. Hold on. Everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style. I sacrificed a lot.
Good morning, America. Good morning, TBV. Good morning, Boxing World. Hashtag TBV Podcast. We are back. It is the Boxing Voice Radio. It is February 2nd, Groundhog Day, early in the morning. And it's looking like either the groundhogs have come out and told us it's going to be a bunch more winter, or the trolls have come out. I don't know what to decipher here. Is this real news? Tyson Fury takes to his social media and tells Shannon the Cannon Briggs that he will be sending him a contract. Before we go to our co-host, Doomsday Lioness, let's actually show you the clip of Tyson himself with the call out.
The big man himself.
This is the message to Shannon the Cannon Briggs. First of all, let's go, champ. Second of all, I'm going to send you a contract. Get you signed up good and proper so you know you've got something to train for. Keep yourself in shape. Get fit. Pump a bit of iron. Do a bit of sparring. Even come up and do a bit of training with me if you want. No problem. Get it on. Let's go, champ. It's a contract coming your way from me. Let's go, champ.
He says the contract's coming his way from Tyson Fury. Something we can believe? I don't know. Something we definitely have to discuss? Absolutely.
I'm the most brutal, most vicious, and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one can stop me. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get
up! Yes, good morning, TBV, and all boxing fans alike. Alex Doomsday in the morning today with you, Nesta Gibbs. And we are delving into this topic, the Gypsy King up to his usual tricks on the social media. And we don't know how to believe him. Do we believe him or don't we believe him? We're going to talk about that now and see how serious this contract really is, right?
Well, I believe that it's serious. I mean, I've been following the breadcrumbs on this story for some time now, and there have been, you know, a lot of back and forth. If you go to Shannon Briggs' social media, especially his Instagram, at Cannon Briggs, the man has been making all sorts of memes. He's been really pushing this fight. I mean, he made it a meme of Brokeback Mountain, two men on a horse, naked, and the faces were Frank Warren and Tyson Fury. You know that Shannon Briggs could get creative.
He's got a hell of a fucking social media team, I'll tell you that.
Now, this is the thing, though. He's talked himself into this fight. Fury isn't 100%. What sort of chance do you give a Tyson Fury?
I mean, Tyson Fury, nonetheless, even though his physical peak isn't here, he's still, I think, a good enough skilled boxer, in my opinion. One of the best boxers in the heavyweight division, in my opinion. And, I mean, he's been working out. It's not like he's been lollygagging and relaxing. You know, you can tell in his body that he's been losing weight. You know, not to discredit Cannon Briggs, but I still think that, you know, a Tyson Fury, not 100%, can still overcome Cannon Briggs easily.
Well, I mean, obviously, he should be the favorite. I believe Paddy Power has Tyson Fury to be a 2-1 favorite over Cannon Briggs. And I believe Cannon, I have it pulled up here, so let me just double check to get a confirmation. on his exact age. It looks, they don't even want you to know that. You got to do your own math here.
Man, he must be like 47.
71, born in 71.
Yeah, so that gives you a 30. Yeah, man, he's a, Shannon Briggs is like, let me do
waiting on doomsday in his.
Well, you know what? I was trying to do that math up top, but I think it's still. I still haven't had enough coffee for that this morning, so I'll just do it simple. 1971 minus 2018, right? Oh, 2018. Excuse me, minus 1971 gives you, and we're in arithmetic class this morning. 47 years old. Like I said, yeah, 47.
I don't know if you ever said 47, but it's okay. You probably did. Heavyweight Cannon Briggs is 47 years old, while Tyson Fury is, let's see if we don't take 20 years for that. He's
1988. 1988. Hey, man. Well, who's 1988? Also, he's young, man. He's young, bro. I'm 6 years older than that guy.
30 years old, Tyson Fury. So 17 years his senior is Shannon Briggs. But I'll say this. This is the best possible safe tune
route.
Listen, the best, the most popular, the best, the most popular, best, safest possible tune up comeback fight Tyson Fury could ever find. This will be built up as a big fight. They could possibly sell big tickets because Shannon is a draw over there. For some reason, he gets people behind his movement. How well do you think the public receives this one?
I think the public's going to receive it pretty good because, like you said, it's been hyped up. It's been in the social media. It's been marinating. You know, Shannon Briggs is he's a polarizing figure in the sport of boxing, not because of what he's doing inside the ring, but he's been, you know, with this chant, "Let's go, champ!" And he has so many people backing him up. He has a lot of backing up. So I don't think that the crowd is going to take this negatively. You might have hardcore fans might give a little shit about this fight, but. I mean, wasn't he in a deadline, Tyson, to go ahead and send out a contract or have some type of negotiation?
That was for him not to be stripped for the Ring magazine belt, but that is long and gone. He is stripped. And
so now he shoots this video out, and he I don't get him. He could have just did this and still kept the belt, and all they needed from him was for him to have a negotiation, right?
No way, because Cannon Briggs is not even ranked.
But did we ever finalize that from last night's show? Did we really figure out if that was what was mandatory for him to face a top five opponent?
Matthew says that they changed it. I never seen a change. I know for a fact my eyes read what they read from Ring TV. So until Matthew can produce a quote-unquote change, and that he was able to fight someone out of the top five and not lose his belt, I'm going to stick with what I read because I know that was the verified account of the Ring. Just to go back to Shannon Briggs, he hasn't fought since 2016, May 21st. So will he even be sanctioned by the, you know, I guess it's the BBC of C over there or BBC of C? I don't know, something like that. But they have, British Boxing Board of Commission, maybe, I think it's.
Board of Commissions, maybe.
Something like that. But good morning, Jesus Calandrias. Morning to you. Get your drive to work on while listening to TBV. That's exactly what we do it for. Shout out to everyone who's joining us live on the Fight Chat over here. You can join us on YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Look for our live show. We're going live right now. Tyson Fury versus Shannon Briggs, the comeback fight. Hate it or love it? Hate it or love it? I didn't ask you, do you hate it or do you love it?
I mean, I love it. I like Shannon Briggs. I like, you know, and from the last fight that he was supposed to fight in and he was disqualified. I was looking forward to that because
I was looking forward to Fresno Kendall.
He's chanting, right? He's chanting and he's souping everybody up. He's amping everybody up. And, you know, the energy he's bringing, you know, we want to see if that energy transcends into the ring. And, you know, hopefully if this is true, we'll actually get to see Mike Tyson. We'll get to see Tyson Fury, you know, back in action. I'm excited for the fight nonetheless, even if he hasn't fought in so long. Same thing with Tyson Fury. So I feel like they're coming in on an even keel.
I feel the same way, man. You know, it's like however upset you are, or how if you think this is not a good fight, it's at least a step in the right direction. It's getting a significant figure in the heavyweight division back in motion, getting those, you know, joints moving again and oiling things up for a potential Anthony Joshua showdown, because that is obviously the end goal. The biggest fight to be made in the heavyweight division is a healthy Tyson Fury versus a healthy Anthony Joshua, unless somehow Deontay Wilder is able to garner a lot of attention after this Luis Ortiz fight. If he could steal some thunder, maybe. But right now, I think that the biggest fight, money-wise, is always going to be Tyson and Joshua, especially since it's domestic. I see that doing huge numbers. So shout out to Tyson. He's getting his foot back on the right track, like I said, and maybe he can get this done. Hopefully this is not just, you know, a bunch of hot air.
Shout out
to DK. He says it is British Boxing Board of Control.
Okay.
There you go.
And, you know, where would they actually put this fight at, you know, I mean, well, where are they aiming for?
It's going to be in the UK. Tyson Fury has signed back with Frank Warren. It'll be on Box Nation. And it'll be somewhere in Fury's, you know, local hometown, because he is the A side. It's going to be wherever they can garner the most money, which is in the UK. You know, shout out to Shannon Briggs. Somehow he continues to get his name in the media because he hasn't done it yet. He was supposed to fight Fresno Kendall for a WBA regular. That didn't happen. He tested positive. So now he's supposed to fight Tyson Fury. Tyson's supposed to send a contract, but we still have to see the British Boxing Board of Control fucking approve 47-year-old Shannon Briggs that hasn't fought in over a year.
I mean, the board, I don't know how the boards are. I mean, I know they vary from state to state here, but they look at you. They just want to make sure that you're not, you know, punch drunk or that you're fit enough to step into the ring. I think he's going to be a go, man. He's been sparring. I've seen some of his videos, you know, he stays in the gym. So I don't see anything negative happening as far as him being revoked or anything like that. I think that if the fight's real and the challenge is real, I think they'll have no problem. I really think so. I mean, he has no type of, you know, bad health or anything serious. I mean, he looks like he's all there.
And you mean Tyson?
I mean, well, I'm talking about Shannon. Tyson, on the other hand, he's been kind of like, you know, with, you know, he's had a hell of a ride in the last 2 years. You know what I mean? He's coke, overweight.
Maybe they approve this fight. The commissions do. Why? Because Fury hasn't fought since 2015. So it's two men coming off of a long, significant layoff. Maybe they, you know, deem this as a, you know, community seniors match.
well, he's fighting a 30-year-old. That's the honest truth. I mean, the guy's huge. He looks big.
I know. And listen, 30 is young. So, you know, he could actually hurt Shannon.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. So, you know, I'm not, even though Tyson Fury has the most on his jacket, per se, you know, for the last 2 years of negative lifestyles, I still think that, you know, he'll be okay. He has the youth. He's been training. There shouldn't be any reason these guys get their license revoked unless there's some other bullshit with Shannon. Or maybe Tyson, but I never heard of Tyson. So anything with PEDs or anything like that, I think that's the only thing that might stop the fight.
Well, let's go out to the callers. Remember, you could call in, join the conversation at 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time if you want to voice your opinion here on this topic on the Voice of the People hotline. You could also add Nestor Gibbs, NestorGibbs, on the Boxing Voices Skype. And you will be part of the conversation.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He lost his smash.
Why is the water so damn nice, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Good
morning, Damien.
Good morning, my brother.
Good afternoon to you out there in the UK. Yeah. Listen, I'm paying attention to your intro, and I believe that's Anthony Joshua saying if Wilder wants some of this work, he can get it. But what year was that? Because, damn, he still ain't give him that work.
Listen, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
You're killing me.
It's fight fans.
Yeah.
I just want to clear a few things up. I believe on the subject of Tyson.
Are you on speakerphone over there?
Huh?
Are you on speaker? Damn, the birds chirping. It must be a sunny day in the UK.
He's in his garden right now, Robbie the Beaver Hearns.
But no, I'm outside. But yeah, I'm not on speaker. I got you on headset. But yeah, I'm picking up the wildlife for you. But yeah, listen, a few things to clear up. With the Tyson Fury being stripped, I believe Matt was right. They kind of late decision said it didn't have to be a top five opponent. Because at one point there were slight conspiracy theories here that Povetkin was going to be on the AJ card and that was going to mean he was busy. And there was a whole conspiracy theory with some of the fans saying...
Well, he is on that card. It was announced this morning that fight is correct, official. Yeah.
But so it was... People were saying it's to tie everybody up in the top five. And then that way, AJ and Parker can fight for the ring belt. But I've seen like Dougie Fisher and Ring saying, as far as that's not going to be on the line for AJ Parker. That is going to be on the line if and when AJ and Wilder meet. So that's just to clear up the situation on the Ring magazine belt and whatever happened there. But yeah, this fight, Fury and Briggs, you know, I hope it's all true and it's not just another social media post by Fury. The build up for this would just be insane. I think even in the video, didn't he say if Shannon wants to come and
train with him? Yeah. I mean, I could just imagine the build up in the press conference. I mean, it's going to be amazing. There'll be some shoving, I believe. There'll be some shoving and pushing too.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little bit WWE, WWF, or whatever.
But isn't that what boxing needs? You see, that's what Mayweather got right.
I agree.
That's what Mayweather got right. Look, he puts out a little bit of videos out there insinuating that he's going to do some MMA, and the world goes crazy because that's that WWE mentality. He knows what he's doing. People need to follow suit.
Totally. I mean, there was. Talk before AJ Parker presser that this could get lively. Parker's got under Joshua's skin, but people were saying if AJ tried to do any kind of acting, you know, trying to make it something that it isn't, that people would see straight through it. But people like Fury and Parker, they've got that way about them. They can sell a fight, whether it's real beef or fake beef. They'll sell this fight brilliantly, and it'll just be great fun for the fans to watch the build up. And then as a fight, I think it's a good fight. It's a good comeback fight for Tyson, and it's high profile. It'll pack the venue. It's just all in place. And if this offer, I'm sending you a contract, it's on its way.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Totally. Yeah, that's
it's the perfect fight, man. It's the perfect fight. Listen, Tyson Fury is just as intelligent as Mayweather. His entire career, he was on social media. He was getting, when he was a prospect, he was getting at Deontay Wilder, calling him a bum on his social media. Then he got the Vladimir Klitschko fight, social media, Batman suits, press conferences, showing I could beat you overweight, coming to the press conference, taking his shirt off, showing his stomach, getting back down in shape, having a sick. I mean, the dude knows how to move the needle. We'll see. He's got he has to try and get more entertaining in the ring, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to see another Vladimir fight, do we? I mean, as a purist, maybe people would love watching, the chess match and Tyson bobbing and weaving and bending at the hip, at the waist and everything.
I don't know. I think there's more than 84 moves in chess, brother.
He's going to have to do a lot more.
80 something punches or whatever it was in the fight. Yeah. Come on. Let's have some action.
He comes out with fighting Shannon and he doesn't impress me. I'm going to be very upset because I don't care how long you've been off. You're a 30-year-old guy facing a 47-yard guy on his way out. You better impress me. You better not pull a Klitschko.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, we don't want to see any more uppercutting himself in the face, right?
Absolutely not. We don't want to see that.
All right, fellas. Well, always good to have TBV in the morning or for the lunchtime for me. Keep it moving, and I'll speak to you soon.
Rob, the best. Thank you for the hard work. Keep it up. We're going out to the 281. No producer. 281-967. Good morning, Boxing World. What's going on? Who's this?
Good morning. This is Chad from Houston.
Ted?
Yep. This is Chad from Houston, man. What's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
We're good, brother. Talking some boxing. Heavyweight division. Tyson Fury back in the news. Says he's sending a contract to Shannon Briggs, the 47-year-old comeback fight. What do you think about it?
Man, dude, I think Shannon's too old, and we haven't seen him without the steroids. I mean, how do we know he hasn't been on steroids since his comeback, you know? I mean, is this the first time he's been tested when he got caught? I mean, do you guys know that?
Yeah, last time he was in a fight, he popped with Fresno Kendo. He hasn't been back since then, so.
I mean, didn't he say that they had cleared him for that? Or he was cleared?
I highly doubt he was cleared, or he would have been in that regular fight, in that regular WBA title shot.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think Shannon's just too old.
He's 47 years old right now.
Yeah.
B-Hop did it when he was 50.
I think Ruiz would be a better fight. I mean, I don't know. That's just my thoughts. I think he's just a little too old, and I'd rather see. I mean, if Tyson's right now out of shape, anyways, he should just fight somebody out of shape. But yeah, that's pretty much my call, man.
Well, Ted, man, thank you for being up with us over there in Texas. I know you're about an hour behind, so good morning to you. Have a good day at work, and we will continue to do the same. Hopefully, we get some more breaking news, and we come back with more spontaneous shows. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button right here at the top, and make sure you hit that bell at the bottom once you hit the subscribe so you get those notifications whenever me and Doomsday and Matt go live, because we do that often. And today being a showbox fight, you just never know, man. You just never know. Someone looks impressive. We might have to come back around with an immediate reaction. Or what if Mayweather gets in there and chokes out Nate Diaz in sparring for an MMA match? You just never know what's going to happen, I'm telling you. But TBV will keep you up to date. Like I said on yesterday's show, you don't have to follow anyone on social media because we'll, you know, scour the internet for all good news for you. Shout out to Rob, the AP, and everyone else that puts in work here at TBV. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. And do not forget to hit the thumbs up button in the future, present, or past. Never hurts and helps with the visibility of the show. Drop us those 5-star reviews on iTunes. Have them read here live on the show. Gotta go. Doomy.
And don't forget to check us also out on Patreon, on our Patreon platform, the Boxing Voice Patreon, where you will see exclusive footage that we provide for all our Patreon supporters. And you can catch me on the IG. That is Alex_Doomsday_Linez, Linez. You can catch me on Twitter. That's Alex Linez TBV. And on Facebook, Alexander Linez.
Rock a blah, baby.